You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Shalom. Aloha.
Aloha.
Welcome to the Man Dog Pod. It's the Improv and Conversation Podcast with myself and my co-host, his self, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. I forgot to say my own name, which is Dan Lippert, but you
told
people
what it was. This is Dan Lippert, everybody. He was the first one talking.
That's me. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you're listening to our free episode, I'll kick the business out of the way right now. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/TheManNowDog, with extended versions of the episodes, as well as recordings of the full video. So if you want to watch instead of listen, you got that. And our full backlog and extra episodes with just Ryan and me and other guests. But that's that. Let's introduce our guests. What do you think, Ryan?
I think so. I'm excited today.
Oh, good. Me too. Should we start doing that Conan O'Brien thing where every episode we're like, this one's actually a good one?
This is actually the most... We say this every time.
But this one's actually a winner. It is. Mm-hmm. I'll start under me. Tony Ramos. Hi, Tony. You're under me on the Zoom screen.
Got it. Not in
like importance or whatever.
Sure. No. I was
also great. Vamping because I had a little brain fart and I didn't remember if you went by Tony Charlene or Tony Ramos.
Oh, my Zoom is Tony. It's my full name. My full name is Tony Charlene Ramos. I feel like friends who've known me forever just always call me Ramos and then are like, yeah, really messed up by your screen. All this to say, it doesn't matter. Knee-jerk reaction, I always use my first and last name.
One time someone very seriously had changed his first name and he came up to me when we were all chatting and he was like, hey, by the way, Dan, I need you to know I don't go by that name anymore. I go by this. And it wasn't like a gender or anything like that. He just changed the name he went by. And so I assume if the name is different that it's for some sort of like secret serious reason. So I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, no. There's like layered reasons, but there's nothing behind it other than using my middle or my last name.
Well, speaking of names, our other guest also has a name. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Meadows. Hi, Tim.
Ah, thank you. Lovely transition, by the way.
I like to do everyone's best credits when I introduce them, and yours is obviously your first and last names.
I think I have a lovely name. I think it's musical. It's sort of like lyrical. It's sort of flowing. It sort of puts you in a good place when you hear it. It's not like it has no ethnicity to it.
Would you like
so
that?
I think it was really smart of my parents to not name me like, you know, to give me like a normal English name, you know, so then when I would get called for something, you know, they wouldn't judge me by my name, you know, they weren't saying, oh, it's Marcus or no, that's not even black enough. I'm trying to think of a good black name.
Well, I know our biggest fan.
Come on, you three white people.
Just chomping at the bit to jump in here.
Throw out some black names. Come on, guys. Our biggest fan is Chiwetel Ejiofor, and I'm sure he's listening right now, kind of shaking his head.
Yeah. I think it like came in handy to, you know, sort of not get judged by, you know, just having a regular name and stuff, you know. But I do love my name. I love hearing it.
Well, Tim Meadows, thanks for being here, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for saying my name again.
Thanks, Tim Meadows. Something crazy just happened, which I would never really say that I got a text in the middle of a recording, but Johnny Pemberton just texted me in this exact second, and he and I don't text each other.
Oh, wow.
What a weird coincidence. But anyway, that's how I know Tim is Johnny. Tim and I worked on a show together.
Yes. And is it Johnny watching this or is this is not live?
This
is
isn't it? Live. It's not going live.
I don't know how
world.
Show business work or the internet.
No, it's not even live. It's just a weird little coincidence.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I miss John. I haven't seen him. I did his podcast. It was the last time I think I hung out with him.
We're hoping that this will be a better podcast experience for you, even if you had a nice time with that one. I hope you leave this and you're like, if I have to pick one, I'll pick this one.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Happy President's Day, everybody. You all celebrating?
Ooh.
Oh, mm-hmm. Big time. I have a huge margarita just off screen.
Oh, fun. Oh, I love a margarita.
Yeah.
I was.
And that's the president's drink, right?
Yeah. That was started by, I can't name a single president. I couldn't get one on the
Washington?
Spot. Washington? Yeah. Yeah. That was started by General Washington.
Yeah. Okay.
I was cutting limes yesterday, and I was also thinking, yesterday was a super windy day, but I was like, I'm excited to have a summery margarita soon. The smell of the limes made me think of that.
One time a guy, I think it was a pickup line. Sometimes I'm not good at those, but he's like, I can list all the presidents in order at a bar. And I
was like, okay.
What?
Did
you have any interest?
What?
Did you have any interest? Like, did you want to hear him or?
Well, here's the thing. No, but I remember at one point putting in the effort as an adult to learn him in order for such an occasion. Maybe not to hit on somebody, but I remember putting in the effort. But no, I did not.
I think your response to him should have been like, okay, let me hear. How fast can you do it? You know? Like, just get it over with. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah.
Maybe there was something in the air, I ended up dating this guy for 2 years, but a different guy.
Wait,
no, okay. A different guy. I'm not telling the story. a different guy was like, I know how to do the alphabet backwards. And another guy was like, me too. And I did go, but who could do it faster? And then they both, like, in the middle of birds were like, blah, blah, blah. It's
just like, what? That to me is like one of the most pathetic things I've ever heard. Two men like racing backwards through the alphabet. That is so sad.
Again, dated one of those guys for a few years.
Love it. I love it.
Was there ever a moment where it could have been one or the other of the two guys?
No.
So that wasn't the thing that made you be like, all right.
That wasn't the thing. I just thought it was a very interesting pissing contest, so to speak. So I was like, great, let's see you fly this flag. Like, you've introduced it. Let's see it.
It made me feel a lot better about myself and made life a lot easier when I realized I'm just not that great at a lot of things. Like, I'm not the best at a lot. So not needing to prove that I'm good at anything is very freeing. Like, I tried to learn all the state capitals at one point and I can't name them at all. And it's nice that I'll never have to compete with anyone ever again. I'll just be like quietly mediocre. But confident in it all the time.
Right. And there's probably some things you're really good at, so you can just save your energy for that.
Yeah, I'll do an improv show in front of a woman at a bar. I'll get a suggestion.
I guess you could be like, you know, you could be good at, or be really good at being average also.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm wondering if I'm even... I guess I'm pretty good at being average. Playing video games and not really bothering anybody and moving through the day, I think that is a good quality. I think a lot of people who take up a lot of space like me because I can be average around them and they can be like, yes, I do like being the center of attention here. So thank you, Tim. I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, can I ask you a question? My friends and I were... We just saw you over here sitting here by yourself having a drink, and we were wondering if you wanted another one, you know, if you wanted to have a drink with one of us.
If I wanted another drink and if I wanted it with you guys. Sure.
It doesn't have to be all
you know
three
what?
Of us.
Sure.
You know,
that does sound intimidating. Oh, I could pick one. Oh, okay. Yeah. This is interesting. This is fun. Oh, I see they're coming over. Okay.
Hey, how you doing? Did you want to have a drink with all three of us or just one? I didn't hear the first half of your answer, but that's the option so far. Or none. None is also an option.
Of course.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Of course, we're not going to force you to have a drink with us. We're good guys.
Okay. All right. Great. I guess I don't know. I guess I would like to talk to you guys and maybe get to know you to see who I would like to maybe have a drink with.
Right.
Well,
sorry I got over here late. boy, I'm sorry. What did I miss? Hi, did these guys already say that they wanted to, we all wanted to ask you? Okay, forget it. You know what? I'm going to go back.
No, you're good, man. You're good.
I'm stupid. It's just I'm dumb. Stupid me. Late as always.
You're not late.
I'm listening.
Oh, really?
I'm dumb. I'm as dumb as the next guy. Are you kidding me? Just the other day, I wore my shoes on the wrong feet.
Okay. So. Okay. Great. I mean, I feel weird rating you guys, but also, I mean, just getting to know each other. All right. So you guys, so two of you are dumb.
Well, you want to talk to them. They were like, hey, let's go chat with that girl sitting alone over there. And I went over and chatted with that poster of Alfred Hitchcock behind you because I thought that's who they were talking about.
Oh, I saw Shit. You.
Yeah, that was me.
That's good.
Okay, you got confused. Okay. All right. What brought you guys to Birds?
Well, we love chicken, right, guys?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, we just love the idea of sort of getting out on a nice Monday night, which is ladies' night here at Birds. And, you know, we saw you over here and we thought, you know what? Let's do this. Let's make this the night that we compete for love.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we got here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know if you're looking to be sort of entertained or just, you know, showered with compliments or you know, what your style is. But, you know, I can do it the best out of any of us, I think.
Are you talking to the poster or me? Because it feels like you're looking right past me.
Yeah, no, who are we talking to again, guys? It's the lady, right?
Well, they're both the lady in my mind, but the one that's moving around a little more. That's
Yeah. No, you, of course. You, of course.
My okay. boo. My boo?
If you like that. You don't like that? Okay, well, all right, I take it back.
I don't think she likes it.
Negative one for me.
Okay. Well, what are you guys drinking? Let's do. I'll get my own drink. But what are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking gasoline. Oh.
Did you bring that in or did you order it?
I brought it in because you know, everywhere I go, I ask for like a small little, because I like a small taste. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's like when you have you ever siphoned gasoline out of a car?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's what I was going to do with you on our second date. But you do that, like you get used to the taste. The first time you suck it through that hose and you get that gasoline in your mouth, you hate it. After that, you don't like it as much. Then you start to like it. And then you stop doing it because you don't, you know, you get a job. And you don't have to, like, you know, suck gas from other cars. And then you start to miss it. And then you want it again. And I got to the place where I really had an acquired taste for gasoline. So when I go out to drink, I like to have a little taste of gasoline. God damn it, this is a stupid long story. I'm so dumb.
I was intrigued.
I share too much, okay? That's my problem.
Sharing too much is, you know, I can't even think of the word right now. Guys, I'm going to let you know.
Whoa, you can't think of the word. We got ourselves a dummy sexy. Over here.
Yeah, it feels like I've somehow become dumber in the past
right.
few minutes. Do you guys ever get that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes mm-hmm. we answer questions. We have to look at each other before we all say the same answer. Because we're unsure. The combined total number of our IQs is like probably what, guys?
112 7 112-7 maybe.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Because you're not going to share that gasoline. I've already tried a few times. So why don't we all do let's see. A little of what? Well, I guess
you remember it. You remember a drink. I know you remember it.
Yeah, I'll take the Washington. I'll take the George Washington beer. And for y'all,
I'm gonna do a what's good here? What do they do? I mean, I know they do chicken. I don't know. I guess I'll take a Shirley Temple.
All right.
Spike it.
So, barkeep, my friend will have a glass for his gas, and my other friend will take a Shirley Temple, but spike that to the ground, and I'll do a George Washington beer. And for the lady again, what were you drinking here?
I'm drinking a martini, but suddenly I feel like I just want a bunch of pickles, like pickle juice. That sounded... never mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you seem to think that we would have taken that as innuendo, but I don't think any of us could have figured out how to get from A to B on that.
Well, I thought you just wanted pickle juice.
Yeah.
That's what, if you ask for pickle juice and you're in a relationship with me, you're going to get your pickle juice.
I mean, yeah. Great. I mean, is there a world where all three of us kind of, I mean, four of us, but I date all three? Ooh,
I thought you wanted me gone. Oh, man. I thought I was positive you wanted me gone. Whew, that's a relief.
No, if you're still on the docket. You're all still on the docket. Right.
Were you going to suggest all four of us split one big, large drink? I guess we could pour them all into one glass? Or
no, date, or I get to know each other even more at a different time and a different place.
Oh, that was poetic.
I mean, I loved your idea for a second date. What if we all went and siphoned some gas?
I could do it. No problem. Who's got a hose on them?
Well, I have one in my purse.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I'd love to go on a second date. I forget which one of us mentioned it, but that idea of a huge glass with a bunch of drinks in it tonight was also a fun idea. For while we're here, or are we ending this interaction until date two, where we set a glass of gas out of your house?
Nope, this is continuing.
Great.
Well, why don't we put the big drink in my backpack, and we'll put a couple straws together, and that way we can all walk along and sort of suck it out of the bag. And then we can take your hose and find a car.
This is great.
Hey, sounds good.
Wow. Hey,
you know, if we just like spin around in a circle and then pretend that this is our second date, you know what I'm saying? We could just spin around in a circle and go, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah,
boom,
no,
boom,
I follow.
I like how you, I think you really are getting to know me. All right, here we go. I'm going to just turn around three times.
Three times.
Hey, you guys.
Where are we?
Are you the Three Stooges? Get out of this bar.
Oh, my shoe.
Sorry, I started putting your shoes on when we got kicked out. That's my fault.
Freak.
I see.
You are the man now.
Oh, man. Tony with the screwdriver.
Yeah.
No, it's just orange juice.
Okay. Mm. And fine ice. If it's a screwdriver.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Now, this is,
here's,
and this is
my
not...
question. Why did you think it was a screwdriver?
Because who drinks a glass of orange juice at 4 p.m. with ice in it?
It's a late juice. It's a late juice.
It's a late juice.
It's a late juice?
I mean, no judgment, no problem, but I think
it seems
juice
like
the morning.
There is a lot of judgment.
No.
I got, in all fairness, I do have like 5 drinks over here. I like nice. I like a good drink.
Ryan recognizes the bottle. Ryan's seen the bottle.
Same.
Now, this is why you join the Patreon, to know what we're talking about right now. Watch the video and see that Tony and I have the same water bottle.
Do you actually go by this count? It's one that has the count of like, finish this by this time, or?
No, there was a point during quarantine where I was really losing my mind about thinking I was dying of different things. And one of the things I thought I had was some sort of kidney problem. And I was like, I don't know if I'm drinking enough water. So I got a bottle to make sure I was, but I drink a ton of water. I drink like 4 of these bottles a day. And I think you're supposed to drink 2.
Wow.
So it's mostly now just to have, I guess. It's just I usually lose these because I'm always leaving them places, but I don't go anywhere now. So
I know. I remember when I lost mine and texted you and was like, I can't find it. I need to know now so I can get another one.
To be clear, Tony wasn't like from her house being like, where did I leave my water bottle? You were texting because you were like, we have the same bottle. Do you remember where you got yours? Is that what happened?
Yes.
What's the story behind the water bottles? Where'd you get them?
Amazon. Yeah, it's an Amazon buy.
Okay.
I thought you guys might have been part of the same program, the same, you know, gym or something, and they recommend the same bottle.
No, I wasn't good at drinking water for a long time. I'm better now. I also is this boring?
You were good at it.
Fucking.
I used to pour it over my head, and then I realized, oh, I got to get it in my mouth.
Hey, if I'm drinking juice late, I guess I don't know how to do a lot of things. I spilled a lot, and then I put myself on probation and was like, Tony, you can't have an open water. You gotta have a bottle. Is that interesting?
I do think
that is interesting.
Yeah,
I've complained about this before, and I think it's a problem for me. I clearly just did it, but being around like comedians or improvisers, you can't do anything deemed as slightly unusual without someone being like. Like, I always make the joke that, like, if you bring a sandwich into the UCB green room, someone's going to be like, hey, sandwich man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just live your life. Yes. And I just did that to you where it's like, drink an orange juice whenever you want to. But it's such a weird instinct that I have.
I one day walked in to work at UCB wearing, like, a very casual, like, coat, blazer, whatever, and everybody was like, whoa, Mr. Blazer. And it made me feel like, do I really look like that shitty all the time? That it was like literally 6 people all made a deal out of it. And I was like, I went to the bathroom and I came back, I took it off because I didn't want to talk about it. I got all embarrassed. I was like, hey, look, it's a t-shirt underneath. Just I'm back to normal.
I got bangs once and a friend, like right before show, was like, Tony, did you do something to your face? It looks like you fixed your face.
Fixed your face.
I was like, I got bangs, man. Well, let's go on stage.
Let's go trust and laugh with each other.
Yeah. Now that's in my head. Jared, let's do it.
And with bangs, you're like covering up like a third of your
face. Like, so it's like, that's what I fixed, is I'm covering more of my face.
They did not like your forehead. They were like, I'm so glad you covered that forehead of yours.
Yeah. And wasn't sure what it was. Was like, what'd you do? You fixed it. You fixed your face.
Just you see less of my forehead, I guess, is all.
Yeah, it's out there.
Oh, man, what an insult.
That was a sincere compliment from this person.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cut real quick. Guys, that was actually really great. I think we're just going to bring in hair and makeup for a couple little just little touch-ups before we go again, okay?
Okay, great.
Can we just touch up? There's something going on with her forehead. Maybe just give her a little powder or something like that.
You're talking to me?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I was talking to the makeup person. We're just getting a little bit of shine. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with you, of course. I think it's just a little shine. It's hitting the lens. And so we wanted to fix that up before we get going. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry, Tony. I just need to talk to the director.
Sure. Okay.
I'm going to powder her forehead. This is going to be a recurring issue. Okay. Her forehead. Now, don't get me wrong. I, as a makeup artist, love a large, expansive forehead because it allows me to work and do my job. Is she looking at me right now over my shoulder? I'm just nervous.
Should I want her to take like a five or something? Or...
Yeah, why don't you take a five, Tony? Okay. It's a crew talk. So yeah, okay. Take five.
It's crew talk. Yeah. Okay. I'll just unhook myself from these harnesses. And...
Sure.
Listen, I can do wonders, but I'm going to be coming back again and again and again. Can we just maybe talk to her about maybe taking some kind of medication to stop the sweating?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not the director. I'm just a makeup artist.
No, I know. And I appreciate it. I think I appreciate you bringing it to the forefront. Obviously, we've been dealing with this all shoot. We've been calling it other things, but it's clearly, you know, it's a forehead problem. And so I don't know what to do.
It's not just a forehead issue. It's a sweaty forehead issue.
Right. I know. And I appreciate you again bringing it to the forefront.
Okay.
I'm going to go outside because your megaphone, your director megaphone is really picking up a lot of
Tony, actually, I'm sorry. We don't mean to talk about you. Let's invite you back in.
You don't. Okay. Nope. Here we go. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Hi. So come on in. We've just been having a little bit of trouble with the, how do we say this, perspiration.
I'm really nervous. Excited to be here.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm sweating too. Yeah. Luckily, I'm not on camera. But yeah, we've just been having some problems with both the perspiration and size of your forehead. And we just wanted to just talk solutions. You know, we want to bring you in.
Yeah.
Hey, I just, sorry to interrupt. I just checked with the rental company and we can't get a wider lens here for camera.
Shoot.
So
okay.
We can maybe shoot her. Or Tony.
You didn't wreck it. Yeah. Hi. Hey.
No, I did. I don't know. I thought maybe you would be up on the harnesses.
Yeah. I took myself down. Yeah.
What about the wig master? What if we get the wig master in here? Surely there's something that
the wig master killed himself last night.
That doesn't.
Did
no,
he really?
Come on.
We had a fitting last night. We had a wig fitting last night. Was I the last one to see him? I had no idea.
Surely no.
He
you've been
himself?
Doing. You are the heart of this film, and I don't think that anybody.
He said this was his last job before he was going to retire. Why would he kill
himself?
Oh
my God!
Must have been really a stressful fitting. I mean, I don't want to ask. Too. Did it fit?
No.
Right.
No.
Well,
right.
Maybe it's if it's not too much to take a quick moment of silence at some point during the shoot.
We should have done that this morning. I didn't know. The news just hit me. So, but yeah, that's incredibly sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Well,
you know what?
This is another person.
I know we're low budget, you guys. And so I'm kind of looking for just any solution that we can. And Tony, thank you so much for working with us.
Yeah,
I saw the window cleaner outside and he was just leaning. And so I'm figuring... Maybe we can get him in here, you know, sort of with the long squeegee like a boom, and we can just sort of do that between takes.
That would be actually really good. Then I only have to come up here once or twice in between the shots. Also, I brought some baking powder from home. I think that will also absorb aroma and moisture.
Oh, okay. So I... There's an aroma.
That would actually be really nice. I was trying to figure out what to do about that, and I think baking powder is at least an option.
Okay. Okay.
Tony, I'm so sorry.
Because I do shower. I do. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Of course.
You smell lovely. You smell lovely. Okay?
Okay, because it seems opposite. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just so much. It's like if someone threw you into a truck full of lilacs, you'd go, I like this. And then after a few minutes, you'd go, okay, I can get used to this. And then you'd hate it. And then after you got home, 5 minutes later, you'd be like, God, I miss lilacs. I love the smell of lilacs. You know what I'm saying? That's what this is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird, deep, almost an addiction to your smell, where we get so much of it, we puke and we're upset and hit ourselves.
Puking, then, yes, exactly. So much of it.
You know, we go to sleep at night and we say, well, I can't wait to come back and try it again tomorrow.
Well, and your performance has been incredible. It's really just a technical issue that we're talking about. Yeah. I'd say whole crew, please.
Yes.
Give her a hand. She's dealing with it. She's up on the wires.
They're shaking their head now. Okay.
Okay. Well, how do you feel? Are you okay? Is there anything we can do for you?
I feel just sad and nervous and excited, but excited. I will do anything and everything. Everyone, watch your step too, because this is making me more nervous, you know. And so there's little puddles have formed, excuse me, below my feet. If we could get that window washer guy in, squeegeeing my forehead and just douse me in baking powder. I'll do whatever.
That's great. That is great news. Thank you so much for being such a team player.
Absolutely.
It's going to be just an amazing film with you. And we really, really are hoping to not have to do too much CG, you know?
That's expensive, yeah.
Can I say, just to offer some, I feel like I've said some stuff that maybe made you self-conscious.
For sure.
For me, I mean, look at me. I would never want to be on camera the way I look. So I really envy your ability to put yourself out there like this and be seen by so many people in such a way. It takes a lot of guts and a lot of strength, and I admire it.
Huh.
I admire you for just standing up straight all day. Honestly. Seems like a lot on your neck.
Like with my head held. Oh. Yeah, I guess I do have a lot of neck pain. I didn't realize what it was. But, you know, you just go through something your whole life and you just get used to it or know it as a thing. Okay, great. So do we want to harness me back up again? Or
does anybody
have anything else to say? Or
Let's try a take. We'll get the window guy in here. We'll try a take and we'll just go for it. Okay.
Okay.
All let's go, Wonder Woman.
And scene. That was Wonder Woman the whole time.
Yes.
Yes.
It wasn't Tony. It was, what's her name? Gail Godot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's hers, because Tony eventually got recast, sadly.
So sad.
I do have, maybe everyone's like this, but I'm like relatively perceptive, so I can tell if something's going on and people start talking about me but don't want me to know. And I feel like that does happen at like on sets. If you're on, I had once where my nails were dirty and you had to see me eating a chip for a commercial, and I saw four people dealing with it and like whispering for the director, and then we took a 5 minute break for someone to come over and clean my nails. And I would have been totally fine with someone being like, hey, his nails are a little dirty. Dan, your nails are a little dirty. We can clean them out. But the fact that everyone thought it had to be a behind my back lie really hurt my feelings.
A behind your back lie.
Right. But it wasn't like a child.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of my nose were clean. It was the betrayal, yeah. It was the not saying it to my face.
Like, did they think you can't take it, maybe? Like, he's got no idea his hands are filthy. We have to do this slick.
Yeah, I think that's it. Is like, I need everyone to know that I know. It's all right. I know my hands are apparently a little dirty. That's all right.
I came to set with dirty hands. I know that. I know.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, do something about it. If you know.
Yeah.
What, you have like people what?
On set to take care of dirty hands, don't you? I mean, what kind of commercial is this? This is a fucking chip commercial. Are we pros here?
Yeah, I had a bit of a meltdown. You probably heard the tape.
Oh, yeah. Christian Bale, you tricked us all that was Christian Bale.
That was me, yeah. That was all me. When I have meltdowns, I also do them in character or something. That was Tom Cruise, that last one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, let's we have voicemails. For everyone listening for the first time, we do scenes off of listener voicemails. If you want to ever call in and leave a true story, 30 seconds to a minute long, it's 818-465-8656. And if you want to call and leave us a little message, we'll do a scene off that message, much like the one we're about to do now. So let me play one here. Sharing my sound.
That director that you just mentioned, that was the, what was his name again?
Which one?
The director who lost the shit.
When Christian Bale did?
Oh, that was Christian Bale. But who was that director?
Oh, David O. Russell.
David O. Russell?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that, and Lily Tomlin was on, was the person he was yelling at. And in the beginning, I was like, holy shit, man, I don't think she's going to take it. And she didn't. I was like, she's from Detroit. And like, there's no way somebody from Detroit is going to fucking take some shit like in front of a bunch of other people in Hollywood, especially. Like, she lets him have it. To him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was like, you told us to do it a certain way and now you're changing it and telling us to do it a different way. You know, but she wasn't taking it. Dustin Hoffman and the other guy was like, hey, let's just take it easy here. She was like, fuck this motherfucker.
I love that. If someone's going to get that crazy with you, you got to give them a little back or else it's over, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know this video.
Oh, really?
Look it up. No.
There's two or maybe three from when they shot I Heart Huckabees. Mm-hmm. And the first one is like really funny. It's crazy and it makes me anxious just hearing a guy screaming. But David O. Russell at one point, since it's a set, he leaves. He like has a tirade, leaves like, fuck you. And then he starts yelling some more from somewhere in the soundstage and comes back on, but from a different door.
It's like just like an improv scene. Yeah.
That's pure comedy gold.
Yeah.
Someone, a grown man throwing a fit. And that's delightful for me. Not okay, but that's very funny.
But also just, I don't know, anytime somebody loses it, especially in this business, to me, it's just always like, wow, what? Like, this is not important. Like, you should, like, if you're a doctor doing open heart surgery and somebody fucked up and somebody, then you lose it, you know, you go nuts. But like, because fucking, you know, you're doing a take for the 10th time and, you know, the lighting guy drops something or somebody makes a sound. I don't know. I've seen some good ones. I've seen a couple good ones.
Oh, man. High heart Huckabees.
Okay, sorry, buddy.
No, that's good. I like that. I'm going to try seeing off that.
Great.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Could you just, we're all trying to kind of paint you, so if you kind of move too much, it's a bit of an issue, right? So if you could just kind of stay in place for the class, because it's kind of a remedial class, and the students need you to stay in place to get the lighting and the shadow and everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, great, because you just, you know, the sneeze I understood. But, it, you know, it's a little bit of shifting and it's a little much, all right? They're trying to fucking paint you here today, okay?
Okay, yeah, I understand. Well, I'm just going to sit as motionless as possible, and should we start over? Do you want me in a different position, or...?
No, we can't start over, because it's if these people take time out of their lives, you know, there's a lot of people with families, they got kids, and they're coming out to paint tonight, and they can't start over.
It's okay. It's okay. We're just painting. Yeah. It's all right.
I'm doing this for fun.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's my time out of the house.
So I would love to have a little fun tonight. If everybody's doing their best work, we'll be having a little fun.
Okay, let me just tell you something, buddy. Okay, this is my first job as a fucking model. Okay? I want to be... I'm a poet, okay? And I'm not making a lot of money, so I came here to do this. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, okay? And I don't take shit from people like you. I will break your fucking fingers right here in front of everybody in this art class. You fucking understand me?
Okay, let's
I'm going to pose. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to fucking sit here, and you're going to paint me whatever the fuck you're going to do, and you better do it good, you hear? And don't you leave this class. I want to see your finished product. Now fucking paint or draw or sculpt or whatever you're going to do.
The anger is really inspirational. It's helping me.
I got a gun in my bag. Get to fucking work.
Look, I think we can all agree that I maybe was a little aggressive there, and I for one would love to hear your poetry at some point afterwards. Maybe we'll get your email. And thanks so much for doing this, even.
Todd, you said that you were going to lead the class and that you were going to really groom your posers. Thought you were going to let them have it. You let have it, that girl last week.
Sure, yeah, but I think she was maybe, she was from Ann Arbor, and so it was just a little easier. I think she didn't push back, really. I think it's a little easier to yell at somebody if they just kind of let you. Okay. You know what I mean? I think that just really threw me off. I wasn't expecting him to also. Look, don't tell me that I'm doing it wrong, all right? Also, don't tell me I'm yelling at fucking people wrong here, all right? I can yell whoever the fuck I want, and then I can back down whoever I want, because I am a strong, educated, important man, all right? Don't you forget that. All right, Beth?
You want to know where I'm from? You want to know where I'm from?
Jesus, you're getting really close to me.
Do. Ask me where I'm from.
Well, yeah, okay, just back off.
Ask me where I'm from.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Detroit, fucking Michigan, bitch. All right? So why don't you take that little dick over there and why don't you smash it with a fucking hammer and try to piece together something artistic and call it art?
Okay. I don't even think we need to do class
before
today.
I smashed your little...
Sorry,
Before I take that model's gun and make you suck it off and have you deep throat it, choke on it, and I pull the trigger and make your lungs explode.
A lot of energy in class today.
Hey, Beth. Beth, I didn't know you were from Detroit.
Detroit, fucking Michigan.
Well, great.
Bitch.
Hey, I think we got off on the wrong foot here, Beth. I'm really loving the colors you chose for this one, for the sunset behind the model.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, everybody, if I was a little aggressive. I didn't know how many people here were from... cities where they teach you to talk back to people, and that's my fault. So I'll tell you what, why don't we all take a quick little coffee break? I brought coffee and donuts, and mingle for a little bit. How's that feel?
Seems like a welcome break. I would really appreciate it. That's for sure.
Okay, great. I'm sorry. Jesus.
Hey, can I ask you a question? This is only my second week in class, and it's just been really different both weeks. And I don't know if I want to continue. Is it okay if I leave at the break?
Leave?
Yeah.
Well, if you leave everything that's hard for you, you'll never succeed at anything. You gotta move through challenges.
You kind of lost it, and you don't seem like a very good teacher anymore.
No, I'm a great teacher. You don't believe in yourself? You don't believe in me? I've taught some of the great painters, all right? I've taught some of the great painters of the upper Midwestern area, all right? You go into any fucking Red Roof Inn around here and look at those paintings. Go to the paintings in the lobby of any Red Roof Inn. That's by a student of mine. So I'm not some fucking loser here who doesn't know how to paint or to teach painting or whatever, all right?
Hey, I'm really sorry. Can I tell you something? That sounds like an awful place to hang paintings. And I don't know if you knew this, but I'm from Long Island, bitch. And you talk to me like that one time again, I'll fucking bury you under a Red Roof Inn. You little dick, shitty smelling loser. I'm from Strong Island, bitch, and I got a screwdriver in my back pocket that I am not afraid to use. Okay? I was trying to be polite, but I'll fucking kill you right here in front of these people. I don't fucking care.
Okay, well, you were talking. Beth shoved a gun in my mouth, so I think Beth and I also aren't done here.
Everybody, say you love it.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
Okay, I love
say
it.
You love it.
Please don't explode my lungs to pieces
say
here.
I love it, Daddy.
I love it, Daddy. Please stop.
You know, thank you to the model for saying so still, but why don't you get down there and beat the shit out of this guy with us? Come on.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for giving me some fucking time, too. You motherfucker.
Fuck you. Stab.
Ow. Stab. Hey, everybody. This is a little adult education here. I think I got a little out of control. I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were from such intense cities.
Oh, man, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going back to Detroit, man. Fucking Michigan.
Hey, can we hear a little bit of your poetry?
Oh, yeah, you sure. Thank you. Here's a little something I wrote about where I'm from. It's called Detroit, fucking Michigan. Oh, you towers so high in the Renaissance Center. Down on Woodward Avenue, moving and grooving to the groove of the Tigers. Oh, your bright orange and blue colors flash in the night and in the day. The blood of young brothers in the street flowing red, red, super red, crimson red.
Wow, he's blood. Really good.
We cut to 45 minutes later.
Tissue. Streams of mucus flowing through the sewers of a city that was once great. The colors of brown and purple mixed in the sewers as it rolls.
Back to the sewers.
Into infinity. So that's... I'm sweating, man. I can't.
Yeah.
Nobody ever let me go through the whole trilogy before, which is.
Same.
Oh. Oh, man. Guys, kill me.
The trilogy.
Well, that was nice. That was a great podcast.
Did
beautiful.
We take a question?
Well, we didn't yet. We didn't take the voice.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Let me, am I still sharing sound there? Let's do it. All right, so let's take a little voicemail here, see what we got out there in the world. I mean, for those of you that have left voicemails, we got a little out of order, so I'm sorry if we haven't gotten to yours yet, but also, I don't know, we don't know you shit. Thanks for the voicemail.
But we do appreciate it. Keep calling, you know?
Yeah, of course.
You get a lot of calls.
I mean,
or should I not ask this?
Not an insane amount, but like we've probably got like a backlog of like 60, I would guess. We only do like two a week at the most, so it's hard to get through them.
Is it connected to like your phone This is silly. Your phone doesn't ring, does it?
It's not a silly question. It's actually a silly system. It does ring. I have it connected to our... We have a Google Voice account. Basically, I get... It rings once, I silence it, and then it goes straight to that voicemail. There's probably a better system, but I haven't looked one up, and that was easy enough because I silence calls from random numbers all the time.
Nice.
What? One time you should pick one up.
Yeah.
Really scare somebody.
Yeah, give us a call. Have to. One day I'll be lonely, and you'll have to talk to me. So.
One day.
All right, here's one.
Okay. Hey, guys. So I was in high school, and someone was back from lunch. I was at my locker, and they threw an apple at me. And I threw it back at them, and then I was like, don't fucking do that shit, man. Like, why the fuck are you throwing an apple at me? I went up to his locker at that point and pushed him. Because I was like, hey, I don't like that shit. He then came up before class and threw the apple at me again, pushed me. And I picked up the apple and said, hey, if you throw this at me one more time, you're fucking outie. So I tossed it at him. I didn't throw it at him. I tossed it at him and just underhanded it. He was like, all right, I'm going to throw it back at you. So he threw it back at me, and then we got into this whole, like, serious, like, boxing fight before class. And I went to a Catholic high school, so it was not very apt to... the situation, like, that doesn't normally happen, you know. So, anywho, I went to class and my head got all busted up. And I was like, hey, teacher, can I go to class and can I rinse my head off because I have fucking apple fucking blast up in my head right now? Anywho, all right. Take care, guys.
Okay.
That was such a delightfully simple story.
It was. It was a simple story told very patiently.
Yeah.
So. All right, students. We had to call this rally together to discuss. Things have gotten a little out of hand with the apple. I don't know how the Apple game started, but it's become, the Apple is old, the Apple is rotten, and it's become a bit of a, I mean, the school is, it's basically torn into separate gangs because of this thing. So I'd say this ends here, and this ends now, all right? Does everybody understand?
Fuck that!
Okay.
Fuck that!
See, this never used to happen. This whole attitude here, it's all, but, I want to talk. Yeah, Glenn.
Where is the apple?
The apple is in a secret location. The apple is gone. All right? Glenn, yeah.
We're going to have a problem if we don't see the apple by the end of the day.
Okay, Glenn. You used to be a straight A student. You used to be an amazing. Glenn, you have the floor. Let's just say you have the floor for now. And when someone else asks a question.
Listen, I've always been polite. Who knows that? I've always been polite. I've always been kind. I've always been one of the smartest kids in the school. But once the apple was taken away from us, it changes everything. Okay, we want our apple back. So many people have died and been killed by that apple. We want it back. I will sit down and listen to your answer, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Glenn, and thank you for bringing up the deaths. A lot of people would argue that this meeting has been called far too late and that things have already gotten out of hand, but something... I don't want to look at the past and what I could have done better. I want to look at the future and how to stop this. And we should eventually today take a moment of silence for some of the students and teachers and employees that have been killed over the apple.
No. 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 Uh-uh. Because as we have stated, we want to know where the apple is as well.
Okay.
Okay?
I think that this is honestly, as students... and hopefully some of you students of history, this is a great example of how what happens in wars and age-old religious battles where you don't even know what you're fighting about anymore. We have so many factions here. Yes, is that Anthony over there?
Yeah. Do you know where your daughter's at?
I mean, what do you mean, do I know where my daughter's at? Yeah, she should be at...
You know exactly what I mean.
She should be
at... Do you know where your daughter's at?
She should be at T-ball right now. Is where my daughter is.
Oh,
and I've
really?
Already given you too much information, actually, just in case.
Because we didn't, but now we know.
Jesus.
And we're on our
way. Get the T-ball! Nice. Hang on. Do not kidnap or kill my daughter. I can't believe I'm even saying that. Yes. Yes.
Then bring out the apple.
Okay. All right. Hang on. All right. We'll talk about bringing out the apple, but I cannot suddenly submit to terrorist threats against my family for this apple, all right? We don't even know why we're mad about the apple anymore. We don't know what this King of the Hill type game of the owner of the apple rules the schools means. I should rule the schools, all right? From here on out,
you have
anyone who threatens my daughter, straight to detention. All right, getting a little attention now. Yes, Glenn. Is that Glenn?
Yes, Glenn. listen, I want to move the topic on to some other things, and we will revert back to the apple, of course. the students who died, I think that we should rectify some kind of monument for them. My suggestion would be a large apple that has been... chopped in half, and inside of that half apple is the shape of the victims who were killed by the apple and during the conflict of 2 weeks ago. I'm going to sit down and hear what you have to say, sir.
Thank you, Glenn. Somehow you are equally combative and respectful, Glenn, and I do appreciate it, the respect part of it. Look, I
changed into the apple.
I will entertain the idea of a memorial. I am worried that if the memorial is apple-based, it will just be encouraging apple-related conflict going forward. Maybe it could just... Yes, Glenn?
I just wanted to point out that I was wasting your time because while you were talking, we kidnapped your daughter at practice.
Don't!
I want to hear your response.
I mean, my response is, please don't harm my daughter, okay? Look, please, all right, don't, where is she right now? Who did you even send after her? All the students are here. Who are you working with?
The rugby players went to get her.
Jesus Christ, okay.
The female rugby players.
I do trust them slightly more with my daughter. Look, everybody, how about this? If we can come to some sort of peace accord, I will bring out the apple. Yes, is that Anthony again?
Yeah. Do you know where your wife's at? Separate question, completely separate. Do you know where your wife's at?
I mean, I do, but I'm not going to say it out loud because I know what happened.
Oh, you don't try. You don't want to establish trust. You don't want to establish trust.
Well, no.
First take away our apple, and now it's like, let's get back on trust. And now it's, I mean, what are you doing?
This is not equal. You kidnapped my daughter from T-ball.
It's hard to establish.
Well, the female rugby players did. It's some sort of agreed upon kidnapping between the two sides here. I frankly, to be honest with you, and this is too much information, I don't know where my wife is. I haven't slept a lot the past couple weeks, and it's kind of worn on our relationship. And currently...
She's with my dad.
Jesus Christ. So is this not even dad. About the apple? Was this just to hurt my feelings?
Yeah. A little bit.
Nice.
Did it work?
Yes. Yes, Anthony, it did. Because this was supposed to be a short separation to take some time to think. And the fact that she's moved
she's
on...
Oh, she's separated. So-
We are so far off topic from the apple, all right?
I love my new mommy.
Don't call her your new mommy. She's not your mommy.
Where's the apple?
I will get out the apple. Look, all right, who's that? Whose hand is up there? Is it...
Jeremy.
Jeremy, yes.
My question to you is, if you want the apple thing done, why are you so interested in the apple? Why is it at your house? Why is it in your control? If you really wanted the apple thing gone, you'd destroy the apple. You'd eat the apple. You'd do something, but you're keeping it.
Look.
I'll sit down.
Thank you. Again, for saying, being respectful. I took the apple because I am the only person that I can trust right now. There are teachers who have stabbed each other in the back over the apple. All right? This thing has gotten too big. And if I fear if I destroy the apple, that will just cause worse issues and make the apple a martyr.
Please don't destroy the apple.
We want it to.
Destroy the apple.
Don't.
You know what? I'm going to end this once and for all. Because the apple is right here in my pocket, and I'm going to destroy it in front of all of you. And you know what? If I have to, I've already lost my wife. I haven't slept a lot. If I have to sacrifice my daughter to bring peace to this school again, I'm going to do it. The apple is, I'm going to destroy it right here in front of you. Where's the hammer? It's right here. I had it the whole time. I forgot where I had it because I got a little.
It was in your carpenter pants.
You need a hammer to destroy an apple.
It's a symbolic hammer.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah, Glenn.
Before you destroy the apple, can I have a few words with it, please? Please.
Against my better judgment, from a distance, you can have some words with the apple if you need to. I don't know what you would need to say to an apple, but I'm not letting you near the apple. You know I can't do that.
Okay. I'll start from here. Apple, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for us. You killed some of my enemies, even though I didn't ask. But you told me if I take a bite of you, that you would live inside me. And then you would have my power. And you killed those people. I didn't kill those people. You killed those people, right, Apple? Now is the time to tell everybody that you killed those people. Okay, everybody, listen. Apple's got something he wants to say.
Wait, that's what happened?
Oh my God, Glenn.
Glenn.
Oh man. Wait, I thought this was a... Man, I really thought this was an apple controversy the whole time. Glenn's been killing people.
Yeah, because the apple can't talk, right?
Right.
No, that's absurd, right? The apple can't talk to anybody. So?
Well, I mean, I guess if I'm being honest, when I killed those people, Jesus. It was also the apple. I didn't want to take a bite out of it because it's so beautiful. But I did eat the stem, and the stem gave me some pretty crazy thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah, and 2 years ago, when I started stabbing people before we even found this apple, it felt like it was the apple. I guess this apple is evil and we're all exolved of these sins.
We're exolved of these sins.
No, that's not how it works. At all. You will all have to face... You all just admitted to murder in front of me. And look, I am not a superstitious person, but I do fear destroying the apple now just in case that would be some sort of Pandora's box of... I don't know, you know? So why don't I take a little bite of the apple just to prove to you all that the apple doesn't convince people to kill anybody. Okay?
Okay.
Soft apple. Yeah, Jeremy?
I don't think you're going to like how you feel after taking a bite of that apple.
It's been known to do some bad things. So.
Yeah.
That apple has got a horrible rap sheet and track record. I heard the apple, honestly, you steal them from Best Buy, too.
You're superstition. You're not, you don't want to destroy it, but you'll bite it for fear, because destroying it would fear.
I don't know. I am a little unclear on my own point of view on the apple, because I have not slept in a while, and some of this is a little compelling. I mean, you're 14 years old. Glenn is 14, and he's been arguing with me like a seasoned mediator and political figure. So I don't know what's happening here. Let me just... I did it. Miracle bite of the apple.
Oh, he bit it.
Now, where's my daughter?
Put down the hammer.
Where's my daughter? Where's my daughter?
Mr. Jones, put down the hammer.
I'll happily pull out your little peepee and smash it to little pieces right in front of everybody here, Jeremy.
It's not the first time he said that.
No, but I'm realizing when I said it before, it was the apple that made me say it. See it.
Oh, the apple.
Oh, man.
Give this apple story.
Well, folks, I think we just hit time on that apple scene.
That's right. That was, I think so.
That was beautiful. Everybody, thank you for listening. And Tony, Charlene Ramos or Ramos Charlene?
Which one sounds like a middle name? Which one sounds like a last name?
I don't know. Charlene sounds more middle to me, though.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like that was... But anyways, my yes, middle it's name, Charlene Ramos.
My middle name's Edward, which I guess is more of a first... Yeah, okay, never mind. You're right.
No, I just feel like I always... Anyways, we don't have to go back to this.
Is there anything you'd like to plug or anywhere people can find you, Tony?
No, not really. Oh, Tim and I think you also did an Improv for Humans, if you check out that podcast, right?
I don't think I was on that one, but thank you for remembering me as being on it.
we did one in the past.
We have done it before.
Yes, oh, yes, in the way past. Yeah, so scroll, look at...
Check them all out. Check all the ones out. With Tim, Tony, and sometimes me. Tim, would you like to plug anything or anywhere people could find you?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I have nothing to plug.
No plugs.
No plugs.
Ryan, is there anything we need to plug?
I don't know. Yeah, check out the Patreon or our biggrandewebsite.com for our other sketch groups, podcasts, and other content, I guess.
Yeah. Our Patreon starting in March. Our $10 tier is becoming an $8 tier, and we're adding a monthly show. So if you've been thinking about checking it out, now March would be a good time to... throw us a cup of money and see if you like it or not. And either way, we're here weekly with the free episodes with guests, so check those out. And I think that's it and that's all. Thanks for being here, Tim Tony.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see y'all.
Thank you for having me, too.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See y'all later.
Bye.